At the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, I'm speaking to one of our panelists here, Carol Bagnoli, General Mills. First of all, Carol, tell me what you do for the company.
I work on consumer trends centrally for the company, and specifically looking at consumer trends, how they're shifting, and helping inform the brand teams at the company. So the trends can range from consumer values, behavior shifts outside of food, down to food trends, health trends and how they're impacting food, as well as sustainability, and then demographic trends. It can be all over the board depending on what's going to have the biggest impact on our products and our brands.
Well, I think your presentation was very interesting and applicable to this group who produce maybe on one end of the food chain there, but it all works together. So anything you might share just in terms of what were a couple key things that you shared with the group here that are trends that you think are important right now?
Sure. I think a couple things just in terms of thinking about trends and consumers that can really affect the marketplace. Like the way that consumers embody trends and the way that they think about food, a lot of it is based on perception and is informed in a less literal way. So consumers will have beliefs like low fat equals better, or high fructose corn syrup is a villain. And it's really just that's what they believe, and they might not be able to back it up with the reasons why. I would say right now what we're seeing from consumers around health trends, they're really focused on high fructose corn syrup and getting it out, but they don't realize that fructose is sugar and sugar is fructose, and it's one and the same. So that's a big one that could impact the whole food industry if the education isn't out there for consumers to understand truly what the impact is. Another big one we're seeing in health right now is sodium. Everyone's taking sodium out of things. There's a lot more focus on sodium and high blood pressure and the relationship, and people are wanting more sodium. It's in the popular press a lot more. It's a really big deal right now in Mexico, actually. They've traditionally had pretty high sodium foods, and there's a lot more awareness going on. So that's another one. I would say overall with health trends, what we've been seeing for the last 10 years is consumers wanting to go back to things that are more natural and simple. And this is a reaction to feeling overwhelmed and disconnected from because of technology, in part, just not knowing how things work and being more isolated and disconnected. It's also just the proliferation of SKUs in the grocery market and the proliferation of packaged goods foods, and consumers really wanting to get back to something that they trust and that they feel is real, even though they very much trust packaged foods. So we're seeing the growth of organic and natural, the growth of products being purchased because they've got ingredients that consumers believe are natural and inherently nutritious, so things like dark chocolate, acai fruit, pomegranate, raspberries and blueberries being associated with antioxidants. We also see consumers embracing new diets, so things like gluten-free, whether they have celiacs or not, and most of them do not have celiacs. They're learning that it's just healthier, or they're believing that it's just healthier, and they're purchasing it, and this is the mass consumer. I think one of the things that we're going to be watching that's coming up is vegan. There's a huge amount of conversation around vegan, and people are eating vegan, and they don't really understand why, but they believe it's healthier. So some of those things come up, and we really like to watch how the consumer is interacting, because it can represent opportunities and also things that we need to watch out for.
Well, for this group here, would you say knowing those trends and how some of them sound like they are information related, the information's there, but it's maybe not getting through, the emotions kind of clouding that. It's still important, do you think, to make sure we're getting out good factual information at the same time as we're dealing with these kinds of emotional trends?
Yes, I think that's definitely important. I think that the way that we do it, the way you communicate has to be very well thought through. So there's a lot of awareness that needs to happen, but the way that you communicate that, you have to remember that people don't think in words, they think in pictures, and that 99% of decisions are made subconsciously with a very quick transmittal of neurons and associations, and associations to cultural references that you may not be able to articulate. So it's really important to get the facts out. Awareness, we definitely do that with new products a lot, especially if it's completely new within a category or within CPG food. But yes, I think it's still very important to get that out. You have to have that as a foundation, but you can't just have that.
Any last word, sort of a takeaway you wanted people to from your presentation here?
Consumers' perceptions are reality. I guess that's what I would say. And given that the work I do is looking at consumer trends, the perception is what guides things.
Absolutely. That was drilled into me in a college course I had once upon a time. And so I really do appreciate that. We are here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.